CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for the international society to further promote women's rights and development while addressing a high-level summit at the United Nations headquarters. President Xi put forward a four-point proposal during his speech, namely striving for women's development in tandem with social and economic progress, protecting women's rights and interests, building harmonious and inclusive societies, and fostering a global environment favorable for women's development. China will donate $10 million to UN Women and help the women and children in other developing countries in the coming 5 years. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon thanked the Chinese government for initiating the meeting, calling it a milestone in the cause of international women's development. Around 100 representatives, including 80 heads of state and government, attended the global leaders' meeting on gender equality. Top Chinese political adviser Yu Zhengsheng has praised the local residents in Xinjiang for their efforts in fighting terrorism and urges them to cherish stability and unity. Yu Zhengsheng is now visiting Shache County of Kashgar ahead of the 60th anniversary of the founding of Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Yu also highlights the importance of Shache's strategic position and people's unity in achieving stability and a peaceful life. Yu notes that officials and residents in Shache should be prepared for a protracted war to fight for social stability. He urges officials to do everything they can to bring people together, firmly implement the work of separating religion from extremism, and guide different ethnic groups into candid communication. Authorities in Tianjin say steps are being taken to ensure compensation is paid by the owner of the warehouse that exploded in the port city on August 12th. The warehouse is owned by Rehai Logistics, which was founded in 2011. Several company executives and local officials have been arrested in relation to this case. 120 people remain in hospital with injuries sustained in the blasts. Several hundred others have been treated and released in the weeks since the explosions. 165 people were killed. The National Meteorological Center on Sunday issued an orange alert for the approaching super typhoon Dujuan. Dujuan is expected to hit China's southeastern regions. It will land in Fujian on Tuesday morning. Authorities in Zhejiang province have asked city governments to be fully prepared for the gales, downpours, and floods brought by Dujuan. China Southern, the country's largest airline company, has planned to cancel 18 flights to or from Taipei City on Monday. China has a four-tier color-coded weather warning system, with red representing the most severe weather, followed by orange, yellow, and blue. Pro-independence political parties have won parliamentary elections in Spain's northeastern region of Catalonia with a turnout of more than 77%. With 96.05% of votes counted, the main pro-independence party and the smaller leftist party won 72 seats, a majority of the 135 seats in parliament. The president of the regional government of Catalonia, Artur Mas, called for early elections last August, billing them as a plebiscite on independence from Spain. However, Spain's prime minister, Mariano Rajoy, said in July that Catalonia would not be granted independence no matter what the result of the elections. France's government has announced the country's first air strikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. A statement says the move has been made to protect national security at home. Earlier this month, the French government authorized reconnaissance flights over Syria in order to collect information on IS targets. France had previously ruled out targeting IS positions in Syria over concerns the airstrikes would benefit the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Instead, it limited its airstrikes to Iraqi territory. Iraqi authorities say they are cooperating with Russia, Iran, and Syria in security and intelligence to confront the increasing threat from the Islamic State militant group. According to Iraqi Joint Operations Command, a new agreement between Iraq and the three countries aims to assisting and participating in collecting information about IS and its associates. It says the agreement is in response to Russia's increasing concern about the presence of thousands of terrorists from Russia who are committing criminal acts with IS. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.